The following program is pre-recorded. Welcome to Local Business Spotlight, where we highlight local businesses that are making an impact on our community.
My guest is Roger Headings, one of the owners of Headings Brothers, Inc. And Roger, welcome to Local Business Spotlight.
Thanks, Ann. Appreciate it.
Well, you know, brothers. You've got a brother in this game.
Yes, I do. I got one brother and a nephew that is also a partner.
Well, tell me about Headings Brothers, Inc. What do you do?
Yeah, we've been in business since 1996. We do exterior trim, siding, decks, pergolas, windows. Basically, we take care of anything that's wood or composite on the exterior of a home. We can take care of it.
Wow, okay. And tell me a little bit more. I mean, you've been doing this for a while. What's your service area? I know that you're out of what, West Jefferson?
Yeah, our office is in West Jefferson. So basically central Ohio, about a 50-minute to an hour circumference that we cover.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like you do quite a bit.
We do.
Well, let's talk about your website for a moment. What will people find on your website?
Yeah, our website, we have a lot of pictures of previous projects that we've worked on. You'll find the products that we use with links to their websites, be able to get more information about them. One special thing we have on our website is the story of my dad that trained us. He became paralyzed about 13 years ago. And it's a documentary of us taking him down the Grand Canyon back up in a device that was suited for him.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
It was. It was quite a hard trip.
Sounds like worth a trip to the website. Just
just to watch that, it'd be a blessing, yep.
And, of course, that's headingsbrothers.com.
Correct.
Headingsbrothers.com. Well, Roger, there are a lot of contractors in Central Ohio. Why should somebody come to Headings Brothers?
Yeah, I think we can take them from step one to the final product. And they would, you know, call the office, talk to Natalie, set up a meeting. I would come out and meet with them. After I meet with them, if it's a deck or they want to look at exterior remodel, I can get renderings to them where they can see exactly what they're going to get at the end of the project, what it will look like. And we take them from step one to final. So once we're out of there, there's going to be nothing else to do. We'll take care of all of it.
Now, that digital that you were talking about, that's not something everybody does, is it?
No, it's not. It's usually people would have to go to a general contractor to get that service. But we started doing about a year and a half ago when COVID hit.
Okay. And what does that entail?
Yeah. So what I do, if it's an exterior remodel, I basically, most of the time we focus on the front elevation. So I will draw up their front elevation and make any changes, colors, siding differences, add a front entry, whatever they want to see. And along with decks, too. We do that with decks so they can see exactly
what it's going
to look like. Yep.
All right. Well, you're listening to Local Business Spotlight. I'm Ann Ray. My guest is Roger Headings, one of the owners of Headings Brothers, Inc. You can reach them at 614-733-4401, 614-733-4401. And that website we were talking about is headingsbrothers.com, headingsbrothers.com. Well, Roger, we're hitting a part of the program that is especially valuable, I think, to our listeners because it helps them get to know you a little bit better. And that's when you tell us a couple of stories of clients you've been able to help. And I'm looking forward to the stories.
Yeah, sure. So we had a client in Murfield, name was Stephanie, and she had, we were already contracted to install the siding. She had another company come and install very large, expensive Marvin windows and doors, and they weren't done correctly. So she called me. And I told her, hey, we can take care of that. We install windows and doors. So we came, we had to pull, we had about at least half our team there to pull these doors and windows out because they were very large and did the correct flashing. There were some framing issues that the headers weren't beefed up enough, weren't strong enough for what was going in there. And so we talked with the window company, talked with some others to help us figure out what we needed to do. So we got some steel made up for her, took care of that, and got the windows in correctly, and she was very happy.
Sounds like a major project.
It was. It was quite a project.
And that's on the website for people to see?
Yes. They can go there and see her story. Her story's on the website. Yep.
Got another story for us?
I do. You know, this was a little while ago. We went to a house. We knew it was going to be a lot of rot. We do take care of a lot of rot, a lot of repairs. And it was a cultured stone house, so it had been soaking water. And so we tore off all the stone, and probably 90% of the framing was rotted.
Wow.
So we repaired all the framing that needed repaired, put on new sheeting, got it wrapped correctly before they put the stone back on. It was unfortunate for the homeowner, but we got it right, and so it won't happen again.
Sounds like you do quite a variety of projects.
We do. You know, we learned a lot through the downturn when we had to go a lot into repairs and see things that don't work and what does work. And so we're never afraid to change how we apply our insulation.
Well, what can people expect when they come to you at Headings Brothers, Inc. that's different than elsewhere?
Yeah, what you can expect differently is, you know, we have somebody that in the office full time that you can communicate with anytime. She has her schedule. She knows enough to get you going and get you that information. And you'll be dealing with myself, Roger, most of the time on any issues that may come up, because there are some that come up in construction.
Of course.
You don't always know what you're going to get into. And we'll talk with the customer if there's any rot that was unexpected. We'll show them. We take a lot of pictures, and we save those pictures on our software that we have, so we can share those with them and talk with them about what's the next steps before we move ahead, just so they are informed and know what the product they're going to get. So we just don't cover up anything to get the job done faster.
So you, before the show, were telling me that mm-hmm. decks are a huge thing right now. Tell me about that.
They are. Decks have come very popular with people staying at home, having their office at home and whatnot. So this year we've probably done more decks than ever in the past for
so
this year.
So is it redoing decks or building totally new decks?
Some of both. Some of it, you know, if your framing is good and you like the shape of your deck, we can come in, tear the floor off, and you know, we straighten all the framing, make sure it's all flat, make sure everything's good, and put a new floor on for you and a new railing, and it looks like you got a brand new deck. But we do go, you know, full tear off if the framing's not good, and get them renderings like we talked previously, mm-hmm. and so they can see what they're going to have.
Let's talk about some of the materials
there. Yeah, I love talking about materials. So it's funny, with this COVID, wood prices have gone up so much.
I've heard that,
yes. That the composite material is same price as treated wood. So there's no more of a question, are we going to do this in a wood floor or composite? It goes composite, because with composite, all you have to do is maybe clean it off once a year. And you don't have any fasteners showing or anything, nothing that's going to put a splinter in your feet when you're walking across. So it's a great product. We're very good partnership with our reps. Mainly we use TimberTech, and it's a great product, and we have a great relationship with them, and they really stand behind your product.
What are some of the other things that you're doing these days too, as well as decks?
Yeah, we do a lot of, you know, talked about exterior remodels, a lot of people tearing off that old wood siding and putting on, using hardy plank siding. Paint lasts longer on it, not as much maintenance, don't have to worry about rot, don't have to worry about woodpeckers.
Oh.
The woodpeckers in the cedar is quite troublesome. So doing a lot of exterior remodels just to update the house.
I know we talked a little about this earlier in the show, but kind mm-hmm. of walk us through the process. Somebody wants you to consider doing a deck for them, mm-hmm. For instance.
Yeah.
And just kind of walk us through the process.
Yeah. So they would give our office a call or fill out on our website lead information, and that comes directly to us. Natalie, our office manager, will give them a call, set up a meeting with myself, and I'll come out and meet with them, see what they'd like to do on their deck. Do they want to, you know, have 20 people out there? Do they, you know, want to have a fire pit? What all do they want to do out there? Do they want shade? pergola to help with shade. And, you know, I take all the information, all the measurements that the, that I take there at their house, go back, create a 3D rendering, draw up the deck, and get that to the customer. And then they can look over it, see if they want any changes, get back with me, and I can make changes. And they'll have a proposal with that rendering that shows them exactly what it's going to cost to have that done.
Roger, what are some misconceptions that may be out there about what you do?
Yeah, you know, all of our, all the guys that we have, there's seven of us at Headings Brothers. They're not in it just for a weekend basis. They're, this is their career, and they take it seriously. And we put a lot of stock in our employees that they, we can trust them with everything. They do really well on the site, really well with customers. The communication between us and the customer is very high. And you know, we walk them through the project beforehand to know what the expectations can be of us.
Okay, so good communication is...
Good communication. We, you know, price-wise, we are going to be on the upper tier on price. Now, you got to weigh exactly what you're getting. It's going to pay off in the long run. It definitely will.
Well, let me just tell everybody again how to reach you, Headings Brothers, Inc. You can call 614-733-4401, 614-733-4401, 733-4401, and then the website, and you can reach them through the website. You
Correct.
Can just look at the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
You can look at the documentary of them taking
Yes.
their dad to Grand Canyon.
Yes.
That's all at headingsbrothers.com. Headingsbrothers.com. And Roger, it's been fun talking to you today,
yeah,
finding
nice
out some of the things
you,
that you do at Headings Brothers. And my guest today, Roger Headings, one of the owners of Headings Brothers, Inc. Let me give that phone number again, 614-733-4401, or go to headingsbrothers.com, headingsbrothers.com. And Roger, thanks for being with us on Local Business Spotlight.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us for Local Business Spotlight. The opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not reflect the views of the staff, advertisers, or owners of this station, Salem Media of Ohio, or Salem Media Group. Please join us again for Local Business Spotlight.